Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is our second hour. We would love to have you call in. The number is 1-888-455-2967, and you can do that anytime this hour. And then you can also text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and consultant, and a horticulturist. I love digging in the dirt and installing beautiful landscapes. I can help you with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680, and we're going to go to the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day comes from my visit to Ireland and to England and the wonderful way that forest and shade gardens, how they use natural elements in it. And the dirty word of the day is stumpery, S-T-U-M-P-E-R-Y. A stumpery is a garden feature similar to a rockery, but made from parts of dead trees. This can take the form of whole stumps, logs, pieces of bark, or even worked timber, such as railway sleepers or floorboards. The pieces are arranged artistically, and plants, typically ferns, mosses, and lichens, are encouraged to grow around or on them. They provide a feature for the garden and a habitat for several types of wildlife. The first stumpery was built in 1856 at Biddulph Grange, and they remained popular during the Victorian Britain era. A stumpery traditionally consists of tree stumps arranged upside down or on their sides to show the root structure, but logs, driftwood, or large pieces of bark can also be used. The stumps can be used individually or attached together to form a structure, such as a wall or arch. Stumperies can vary in size from a handful of logs to large displays containing dozens of full tree stumps. The use of storm damaged or diseased trees is not uncommon and can save the landowner the cost of their removal. When tree stumps are unavailable, a more angular, modern look can be achieved by using railway sleepers or old oak floorboards, and some companies sell waste timber or driftwood specifically for the purpose of constructing stumperies. Plants such as ferns, mosses, and lichens are often encouraged to grow around or on the stumpery. Stumperies provide a home and have been known to host beneficial insects, birds, toads, salamanders, and small mammals. Stumperies have been described as Victorian horticultural oddities and were popular features of the 19th century gardens. The reasons for their popularity vary, but it may be a result of the Romantic movement, which emphasized the beauty of nature. The first stumpery to be built at Biddulph Grange, Staffordshire, in 1856, was designed by the artist and gardener Edward William Cook for the estate's owner, James Bateman. The stumpery consisted of stumps placed into a 10-foot wall either side of a garden path and used as a scaffold for the growth of ferns. A famous modern stumpery is that at Highgrove House in Gloucestershire, the home of King Charles III, designed and built by Isabel and Julian Bannerman in 1996. It is considered to be the largest stumpery in Britain. Charles built the stumpery from sweet chestnut roots held in place by steel bars, which he purchased the estate in 1980, and it now provides a home for organically grown ferns, hellebores, and hosta. The largest stumpery in the United States is Vashon Island in Washington. It rivals the Highgrove stumpery in size, measuring 9,000 square feet, and including 95 separate tree stumps. Stumperies can be sometimes mistaken for garden rubbish, and indeed, when Prince Philip first saw his son's stumpery, he remarked, "When are you going to set fire to this lot?" And so, so stumperies, I saw several of them in gardens, and they were amazing. The ferns, the mosses, the lichens, for a shade garden or even full sun, they were incredible.
Love that. That is very interesting.
So that is stumpery. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and you can tell me about the stumps that you have used in your garden or that you have a stumpery and you knew what the word meant. Let's go to Todd in Winter Garden. Good morning, Todd. How can I help you?
I have a, I think you call it an Australian palm.
Okay.
Or a fern.
Tree fern. Mm-hmm.
And I bought it, and honestly, I paid $150 for it.
Okay.
And I like them. I like them. So I planted it, and I got a big oak tree, and I got it kind of under the oak tree.
Okay, good spot.
And I planted it in Black Cow, and I've been hammering the water to it, and it looked like it was going to, you know, take off, and then all of a sudden it looks like it's dying. I had some branches on it die.
Okay.
So I spread my mulch back away, and I put some more Black Cow down there.
Okay.
And I don't know if I kind of give it a revival or not.
I would ease up on the watering. Okay, they don't need as much watering as you think. And so how long has it been in the ground?
Oh, at least a month and a half.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've been going through a drought, so, and it's been pretty hot. If you water it now like twice a week or just let the rain fall, if you get rainfall, it will be good. And then in the fall, it should be much better. It's just taken some time. So it might be that the branches died because it got planted, and it's just an effect of the planting. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. Call me back in a month and let me know what's going on, Todd. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
2 degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun. And cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, this is your hour. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. If you text 23680, please give me your name and your location. That will help me better understand your question and help you with a solution. And so I just want to say to Todd, great question. And that you planted it a month ago, the brown leaves or branches may just be a result of the transplanting. So again, you can go ahead and cut those off and see what it does. I think you'll find it's really quite okay. And just let me know how you do. Okay, great question, Todd. Thank you so much. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to make sure you're fine and you didn't spike your tea.
It's been a rough day. I think what it is jet lag from, 2 weeks ago, and it's just finally caught up with me.
At least you're still suffering.
I am suffering. My life is so bad.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
How can I help you, Lily?
Right. I want to let you know that the grasshoppers, we have all of a sudden oak trees growing in our bushes.
Okay.
So the grasshoppers are eating the oak limbs.
See, isn't that amazing? They will eat anything. And so...
I'm so grateful they're eating the oak limbs. Well, I really am.
Well, that's a good point. But then you're not going to pull the oak tree out, and then it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. So you can't?
Not right now.
Not right now. No. Okay, I understand. You're feeling better?
Yes, I am, but I got to get clearance, and that'll be on the 7th of August.
Okay, well, just don't overdo it. Just mark where the oak trees are, and,
can't, Teresa, you can't miss it.
Oh, you can't? Oh, okay. Well, get rid of those lumber grasshoppers.
No, I'm going to. I've killed 15 so far.
Wow.
I'm missing one.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's in the backyard. Okay, I have a question about my hibiscus.
Okay.
They are, some of them have yellow leaves on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're tall. They need to be cut back, I think.
August is a great month to do that. So yellowing
chlorosis,
it could be a number of different things. It could be underwatering. It could be overwatering, not enough rainfall or too much rainfall. It could be old age. It could be, just stress. So go ahead and cut them back right now?
Brand new. I got them about 6 months ago.
How tall are they?
And let me tell you, I built my own boat.
Wow. How tall?
Yes,
how
I'm
tall
talented.
Are your hibiscus?
I'm very talented.
So I can understand that you do well. How tall are they?
The one is about 4 feet.
Okay.
And the other one is about 3 foot.
Okay. Well, then they don't really need cutting back then, so that's good to know. But
okay.
it could just be stress. All right. So just let the rainfall take care of them. If you don't get rain, then you can just add supplemental water. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm glad that you're feeling better. There you go. Let's go to Dick. And I don't know where Dick lives. Lizzie, do you know?
In the Atlantic.
Bad. Thank you so much, Dick. How can I help you?
On the 2nd of February, I planted gladiola.
Okay.
And they're 30 inches, the leaves are 30 inches high now.
Uh-huh.
And when do I expect blossoms?
You should be expecting them any time now. So when you planted them, were they bulbs or were they actual plants?
They're bulbs.
Okay. I would go ahead. Have you fertilized them yet?
No.
Okay. All right. So I would give them a boost of blooming fertilizer.
I shouldn't say that. I planted them in a 3-foot by 1-foot planter, and the soil was already fairly well fertilized. I had just finished tomatoes.
Okay. Well, that may not. So I don't know what fertilizer you used. Do you know?
No, I just used whatever at that particular time I was using fertilizer for tomatoes.
Okay, and was it liquid or granular?
It was liquid.
Okay, well, any liquid fertilizer that you used for tomatoes is long gone, okay? And so I would go ahead and use a blooming fertilizer like Osmocote Dynamite for, flowers, and it's a slow-release fertilizer, and you should get some blooms probably in the next few months, hopefully.
It takes that long from February?
No, but they needed fertilizer probably. So, you want to concentrate the plant's focus, and, the liquid fertilizer is usually gone within 2 to 3 weeks, okay? It doesn't stay in the ground very long. Okay,
it's a fertilizer problem.
Well, yes, because it's growing. And how do the leaves look? Do they look fine?
They look fine. They get sun probably 4 hours a day. They lean to the west,
uh-huh,
which is where they get most of the sun, and they're 30 inches high.
Well, that may be another part of your problem, is that gladiolas like full sun 6 to 8 hours.
So, since there's no evidence of any blossoms coming on, you think I won't get any because of the lack of sun?
No, you might.
The lack of...
Yeah, you still have time because gladiolas will bloom into the fall. Okay, so I would say, one, if it was me, do you have a place that's sunnier that you can plant them to?
Not really. I could drag the planter around a little bit.
Oh, it's in a planter. It's in a planter. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. So, yeah, if you could put it in more sunlight, that would definitely help.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, another question. You were talking about Hollywood
hibiscus. Yes.
Do they come in yellow?
Yes, they do. Beautiful yellow.
And that plant gets about 4 foot high.
Yeah, 3 to 4 feet high, and they look lovely. Yeah, they're gorgeous plants. I really like them.
Well, have a good day. I do. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dick. Thank you for listening. Now, don't throw away the gladiola bulb. Save it, okay? And you can use them next year too as well. So don't worry about the bulb. Let's go to Jim in Ocoee. Good morning, Jim. How can I help you?
Good morning. I have a lychee tree and pruned it when I harvested the fruit in about June and got fantastic fruit this year. And I've cut it back about at least a third.
Okay.
Not more. And, man, that thing just grew like crazy. but it looks like now it's regrowing again. And with all this new growth, I'm wondering, is there a second pruning on a lychee tree? Should I be pruning it again or
okay,
not?
So let's talk about where it is. Okay, so Jim, where is it located in your yard and how big is it?
In the front yard with full sun.
Okay, wonderful. And how close is it to your house and how tall is it?
Oh, it's big. How tall? I don't know how tall it is. It's about 10 years old. I think it's a big, full-grown tree.
Okay, so it's about at least one story tall.
Yes,
okay.
At least.
Okay, so...
higher than the roof.
Right. And so, yeah, we've had the heat this year, and if you've been watering or had, you know, the rainfall, then it's going to grow back again. Lychee trees are big trees.
Yes.
And so I would say you don't want to cut it past the month of August, only because... you want to make sure that the leaves are hardened off before we get any freezes because it's going to be, where are you located? You're located in Ocoee. Okay,
yes.
So you don't want to have new growth when we get a freeze. And wintertime is supposed to be warm this year with the La Nina, but we're still going to get some freezes. So I would say if you want to cut it back again right now, you can go ahead and do it. But I wouldn't do it after the month of August. So you can take it down probably 3 to 4 feet. And it'll still grow out more. It'll be hardened off before winter, and then it won't be as tall next spring.
Then should any fertilizer be put down on it?
Well, you know, you should be fertilizing it on a regular basis. So, one, I would get a soil test first, find out what you need to fertilize it with, and tell, you know, when you do the soil analysis or the kit, tell them it's a fruit tree, and then you go ahead and follow the recommendations. I would say they need to have some kind of nutrition application every 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations on growing a beautiful lychee tree. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. The fruit's fantastic.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, Jim. Let's go to Rock. Rock, is that in Leesburg? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I am great, Rock. What can I help you with?
Okay. I'm an older man. Ooh, I hate to say it. I'm an older man. And I just moved in up here in Leesburg and bought a house and no landscaping.
Okay.
But I wanted landscaping. I'm not a gardener, and but I do appreciate plants and gardens.
Okay.
I said, okay, let's do something low maintenance so I won't have to trim them all the time and are pretty and colorful. So I said, okay, let's go in with crotons. So I got five mammy crotons.
Okay.
And 15 petra crotons.
Okay.
And 5 shell gingers.
Okay. Rock, we're going to answer that question. You've got a great question in Leesburg. So we'll be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens this Saturday morning. You're listening to Teresa Watkins on Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty. Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not. It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
For too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. Made possible by volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible for thousands of families. Who will you march for?
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680 with your name, question, and location. That would be great. So we have Rock from Leesburg, and he has just moved into a new home, and he wants some low-maintenance, beautiful, colorful plants that he is wanting, crotons and gingers. So, Rock, tell me what would you like to do with them? I'm sorry, we had a hard break, and I couldn't answer you before. So let's go ahead and find out exactly what you need for these crotons and gingers.
Okay, back to the saga. I had them planted last November.
Okay.
I had the five mammies, the 15 petras, and then I've got some shell ginger.
Okay.
And I was very happy. They were new plants. They looked good.
Okay.
But I'm afraid the winter took its toll, and when I woke up this spring, I looked, and I had a bunch of sticks. Mm-hmm. Well, slowly but surely, They're all starting to come back. I had to replace one Petra. But the others are still surviving, but they are small. They don't seem to be growing as fast as other plants that I've seen. But are they slow growers? Am I impatient? What's going on?
No, you really explained it very well. I would just say that they are tropical plants. I love crotons and I love shell ginger, but Leesburg is going to get cold and they're going to freeze every year. And so one of my recommendations is that you can get frost blanket, which is very inexpensive. You can get it at the box stores. They usually start selling it, the end of October, November, December. And what this does is you just lay it out over the tropical plants and it will keep them a little bit warmer so they don't get as much freeze damage. Okay. You can also get it online. But The reality is that they're going to freeze every year and they should come back. But, with the drought we had this year, the excessive heat, it may have been an issue that they just are not recovering as fast, because this is pretty late for them not to be recovered back. They should have recovered by April or May and, be nice and full again. So what do you want to do?
Well, I want to let God, take his course and let them grow.
Okay.
If not, what can I replace them with that's low maintenance, colorful, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And so.
And it's full sun.
Right,
it's,
full sun is good. Tropical plants, again, they're just going to get knocked back every year in Leesburg. Okay, it's just at the higher range. They love Miami, Tampa. St. Petersburg, Port St. Lucie. They love all those places. Those places usually don't freeze. But where you are in Leesburg, they are going to get cold. So you can, kind of prevent them from getting, as deep of a damage or as hard of a damage by covering them with the frost blanket. If not, then you need to get plants that can handle a little bit of more cold weather. So what I'd like you to do, Rock, if you would please, text me your, you can text right here and I'll get it here. Your email address. Okay. You can just text it to 23680. I will send you a list of plants that you can, replace them with or add to it so that you can have nice color year round.
Okay.
23680. Text me your email address.
Okay, I will do that.
And give me to the beginning of the week, and I will get right back to you.
All right, thank you. Well, as far as the crotons go, that doesn't kill them, makes them stronger, I guess.
It damages them, and they recover slowly, depending on the damage. But now you can cut them back, too, as well. And so let's say they get freeze damage in January, which is usually the time we get our worst freezes. January, First part of February, you could have cut it back and they could have sprouted out new leaves from where you cut them back. So right now they're kind of just struggling with the sticks that was left, that they were left in from the winter time.
Well, there's leaves coming out of the sticks. So, when I scrape them with my thumbnail, they're green.
Yeah, they're going to survive, but they're going to get knocked back each year.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
Okay, well, Thank you guys ever so much. You make my Saturdays good.
Oh, you're so wonderful, Rock. Thank you so much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'll get back to you with a list of plants you could have and how to take care of the crotons, too. All right? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let me go to our text messages. We are piling up here. And so let's see. I'm going to go right here. Give me just a second. There we go. So I had the from JACB from Cocoa Beach, JA, and they asked, what is the edibility of purslane? And I will tell you, purslane is a wonderful, wonderful succulent that you can eat. It is edible. And it has more omega-3 fatty acids in it than other green leafy plants. It's just a delicious. When I say delicious, it's delicious like spinach. Okay, you can eat it raw. You can eat it cooked. It has the highest levels of vitamin A among leafy green vegetables. It has high amounts of vitamin C. And then also with kale, it has more magnesium and vitamin E than kale. It is it's a great plant. So make sure you don't have it in the yard where it can get sprayed with anything. You can have it in hanging baskets or you can grow it in a raised bed. It is a good source of vitamins. So, yeah, I would enjoy it. In fact, my granddaughter, she has to take omega-3 vitamins, and it has more omega-3, and it tastes good. And you can eat it raw. Have you ever had some, Lizzie?
I don't think so.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Purslane, the succulent? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's edible. The flowers are edible. The leaves are edible.
I love that. See, I love doing the edible garden, like out in the landscape. Mm-hmm. So,
And so you can do it and put it in your salads. It works out really well. So that was a great question. Thank you. Good morning. I wanted to see if you knew anything about really weird small black beetles eating my pine trees. Well, pine trees are susceptible to beetles. So I would ask, you know, what kind of damage are you seeing? If you're just noticing them, you can put an insecticide down for it. You can do different types of injections to prevent them from doing any damage. But if you don't see any right now, the injections are really expensive. So I would just say, what does your pine trees look like? And if you don't see any damage right now, look for small holes. Look for some kind of frass on the bark and the trunk of the tree. And if they're not, you don't see that, just kind of pray for your pine tree. We're seeing a lot of pine tree beetles take pine trees down. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Behold the power of the peanut. Parents of newborns, you are the true superheroes. And to help support the safe and healthy dietary growth of your baby, Harness the power of the peanut in peanut butter. Yes, it's a fact to explore. Food allergy experts now agree that feeding small amounts of peanut foods to infants can help reduce peanut allergies. Learn more at preventpeanutallergies.org.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's
800-273-1623. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have a few more minutes left, and we still have some great text messages to get to. If you have a question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. How can I help you, Jerry?
Oh, good morning, Lisa. I got an apple cactus that's blooming.
Uh-huh.
It's just a second bloom. The first bloom didn't put out any fruit.
Okay.
I'm not sure why, but now I got about a dozen blooms on it, and they're on long stems, and the blooms are out this morning. This must come out very early, and they are blooming, and there's, of course, a lot of bugs in there. They must smell something.
Yeah, that's great. It's great pollinator plant attracted.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Oh, good. And what do I need to do anything to get the little purple fruit? I guess it's sort of like a dragon fruit.
Right, dragon fruit, yes. No, you really don't. They're going to produce fruit on, they're not going to produce fruit on all of the blooms, but they should on most. Do you fertilize it?
Yeah. It's very rich there, too.
Yeah, not a problem then. So I would just wait. Not everything is going to produce, but don't take the flower. Once the flower has died, just leave it on there. Don't take it off so that it has a chance to form the fruit. Okay, because the fruit is going to come from the inside of that flower. And so then it's going to start to produce that, and it takes a little while. So if the flower is still there, then you're still probably going to get a chance of fruit, okay? But it takes a couple of weeks to a month for it to start producing fruit.
Oh, that's it. What happens there when you don't get a fruit on one of the stems?
It'll just keep growing. I mean, the stems, you know, you can go ahead and cut it off afterwards if you want to have a solid singular cactus. But I would just let it be.
No.
You don't need to cut it.
Yeah. It's a perfect bloom, though, right? Perfect flower?
Yes.
Bloom?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. So I don't really do anything except wait.
You just got to wait. All right. Enjoy your dragon fruit. That'll be great.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting to see that bright thing in the early morning hours at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know.
Oh, Jerry. Well, I'm so glad you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you can listen to Better Lawns and you'll be wide awake at 7.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Teresa.
Bye-bye. So Linda in Zone B says, I have a large bare spot center lawn. I'd like to seed clover. When is the best time, and how often should I water the seeded area? Okay, so the best time to plant clover is in the wintertime. And Linda, if you will send me an email, I'll send you a publication on it. The watering, you know, it doesn't need a lot of watering, but 2 times a week, if no rainfall, should be fine for you. So, send me an email, teresa.watkins@live.com, and I will get you a clover publication. That'll give you more information that you can do a really good job in the wintertime. Thank you so much. Let's go to Eileen and Stuart. Good morning, Eileen. How can I help
you? Good morning. I was curious as to what is the best fertilizer I should use for my
Clusia?
Ooh, that's a great question. I love Clusia. It's called the autograph plant. You can write your name on the leaves, and it will continue to grow.
I've done that because you said that before, and it's the truth. It's really interesting.
Wonderful. Okay, so just a regular, 666-888-1010, because they really don't have flowers. They just have leaf growth and then also root systems. So just a general overall fertilizer will be fine.
Okay, and is it too early for me to do that? Do I treat them like 3 times a year, or
I don't even really think you need to fertilize them. So why are you thinking you need to fertilize?
I don't know, because it's a plan, I guess.
Okay, but is it growing?
Yes.
And it looks good?
So far, so good. They look good. Yeah. I have them in 3 different areas in the yard, and they all seem to be doing okay. But
do you fertilize your lawn?
Yes.
Okay. It'll get the nutrition from those. If they're close to the lawn area, the fertilizer you put on your lawn will help them too as well. So I don't want you to go out and just buy something particular just for your clusia. They really are very low maintenance, and whatever you put on the lawn will be fine for the clusia. They'll get it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for growing clusia. It's a wonderful plant. It's a good choice. Thank you for calling Better Lawns and Gardens. That's great. I love clusia. Have you ever seen the shrub?
Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful.
Yes.
So let me go to C in Winter Haven. I think it's Winter Haven. My hibiscus is 6 foot tall, and I trimmed it a month ago, and it keeps getting covered in aphids. The white cottony bugs are at the branch ends and new growth. I've sprayed with several products, and they keep coming back. What can I do and how often? Okay, so hibiscus are one of the plants that they don't like to have a lot of chemicals on them. They don't react very well. So I don't want you to hurt your hibiscus, but you're getting these aphids over and over again, and that's a really symptom of issues with the hibiscus. So one, they need good air circulation. So having them up close against the house, you may want to drop it to about 3 foot tall, get some air circulation in there. And then also, too, full sun. It's got to be in full sun. If not, it's going to be more susceptible to bugs and disease issues. And then the last thing is you want to make sure that they're fertilized on a regular basis if you're not getting fertilizer down anywhere else. Okay, so one of the issues is that fertilizing with the aphids, you may not be applying it correctly, the pesticide application for it. And you can use Captain Jack's bug spray. You can use neem oil. You can use any of the pesticide products. Follow the instructions. More is not better. Okay, so do what the label says. Do it in the early morning or late at night. You want to spray or, put a systemic granule down. But if you spray, you want to spray the top of the leaves, the bottom of the leaves, and the trunk of the shrub, okay, the trunk of the hibiscus. And that way you'll know it's done. You should only have 2 applications of it necessary, and they should be gone. So I'm thinking that maybe you're not really getting rid of all of them. And so one, though, it's very hot. Make sure that you're not doing it applying any kind of chemicals in the heat of the day, and make sure it's hydrated so it can withstand the pesticide application. Try that and let me know how you do, hon. Okay? Then in really great question, I love this question because this one says they have a contorted mulberry tree. I don't know where you're living, so I don't know where your location. It's been planted for about 1 month. The leaves were brown in spots, a few green ones. I just want to make sure it will be okay. We've had a lot of flooding in my area. Oh, there it goes. Crawfordville. Okay. We've also had a lot of heat. I watered it twice a day for the first week, but there has not been much change to the brown and green leaves. Will it be okay? So I want to make sure that I'm understanding that you have some brown leaves, some green leaves, or do you have some leaves that have brown on them? So I don't know whether you have a fungus or whether or not you just have some brown leaves. So that would help me out. If you can text me back real quick, if I can get it in before then I can understand. But if you just planted it for about a month, you may have had some leaves die because you just transplanted it or put it in the ground and it's just recovering. Okay, so I would wait probably 4 weeks, you know, about a month. See if you get any new leaves. Then in September, if you haven't seen any, you put some fertilizer down, maybe, and that will encourage it to grow new leaves. See how it looks. But it is a plant that goes dormant. So, you know, we might just want to wait a few months and see what's going on. So great question. I love contorted mulberries. They're beautiful, and I just want to help you. So send me some more information about it. That'll be great. I appreciate that. Lizzie, I want to thank Dana Venrick for giving us all the great information about National Blueberry Month and growing blueberries. I think everyone should have blueberries in their yard.
Yes, definitely. And I want to say hey to Nick. Nick came by to see the Good Morning Orlando crew this last week, and Andrea and a few others, and they all asked where you were. And I was like, that's Good Morning Orlando's event, not Better Lawns and Gardens, but we're going to have one soon, so stick around for that. But they're asking on the text line, and you may have answered this, but I'd like to hear it again. What is the edible plant that you mentioned 15 minutes ago? Because Whit from Ormond Beach is asking.
Okay, purslane, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E, and it is that succulent, that flat succulent you see growing, and it usually has either hot yellow, hot pink flowers on it, but it'll be in your succulent section. Any nursery will have it. You can find it easily in the independent garden centers or box stores. And it takes the heat. It's a great plant. It's delicious in your salad, really good for omega-3 fatty acids. So that's really great. Thank you, Lizzie, so much. You are great. And we had a great show today. You want to catch it on podcast, you can go to betterlawns.com or anywhere where you listen to podcasts. If it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Did you and your family lose Florida Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.